Homelessness. Why is it a thing? Why, in the 21st century, in the richest countries in the world, do we still have people who don't have somewhere warm to call their own? Let me tell you. It's because of greed. Now, some people will tell you that it's because people don't have the drive to succeed or that they're too lazy. But that's just not the case. There is a real poverty trap that you might not understand unless you actually live in it. If someone is homeless, this leads to many stumbling blocks to stop them getting a house. To get a job, you'll generally need an address and you'll definitely need a bank account. To get a bank account, again, you need to prove where you live. You need an address. If you're homeless, you can't prove where you live. You don't have an address. You don't have an address. So you can't get a bank account. Therefore, you're unlikely to be able to get a job. Not only that, but you're looked down upon by so many due to this previous issue of people assuming that you're homeless because of something you've done wrong. It's so easy to become homeless if you're in a relationship and that relationship breaks down. One of you no longer has a home. Now, some people will be well off enough to immediately rent or buy another place. But most people aren't. You may be able to find a family member to stay with, but not everybody has a spare room. If you're not well off and your family isn't well off, your best case scenario is being on someone's couch. Your worst case scenario is ending up on the streets. If you lose your job and you don't have a lot of savings, because only well off people can save while still having to pay for housing and food, then you miss a rent or two and suddenly you don't have your home anymore. Back to the same situation, if you don't have any close family or friends who can help you out, you're on the street. There are many situations where you can become homeless through no fault of your own. The fact of the matter is, it's all to do with how much money you have. If you're well off, you can afford to have savings, landlords will be perfectly happy to let you start renting tomorrow because you have great credit. If you aren't well off, it becomes incredibly hard to have any sort of savings. You'll probably have bad credit, and it becomes really hard to find anyone willing to take your money in exchange for a flat or house. If you sit down and actually talk to people who became homeless, you'll realise how easy it is, how close any one of us can be to go from comfy to having nothing. It's such a thin line that so many people walk. And then we think about how we can solve these problems. Maybe they need training. Maybe they need education. They're obviously uneducated people, right? No. The most successful operations for helping homeless people is giving them homes. Can you imagine? Giving people homes helps them out of poverty? Helps them actually live a life? So much wealth in the world is concentrated in such tiny numbers of people. The top 1% of the world's global population owns 57% of the entire world's wealth. The top 10% owns around 80% of the world's wealth. The bottom 20% are heavily in debt. Not because of the bad decisions they've made, but because of a system that keeps people in poverty. It promises wealth to those who have nothing, lending them money, and ends up taking more from them than it gave in the first place. Homelessness shouldn't exist. It's something that only exists because of massive inequality in our world, that we could easily solve through guaranteed homes and a universal income if we actually wanted to. But, as usual, most people either think it couldn't work or just don't care. We can solve it, if we want to. Those in power are the ones who advantage most from the current situation. We need the power to change that.